there is not enough dramatic conflict. Mm-hmm. Really. That is one of the weaknesses of the book. But it did give Eric marvelous opportunities mm-hmm. for very beautiful pieces.
Was he tremendously excited about the thought of a premiere finally?
Oh yes, it was a very, very great joy for mm-hmm. him, a tremendous joy. And before the performance, there was a great reception. The Austrian Council arranged a reception.
Oh.
In his house, he had at that time a very beautiful house. It was a wonderful, great, big, like patio yard. You know, the whole yard was like a big mm-hmm. patio. And there we had this reception. And to this reception came Leon Feuchtwanger.
Oh.
Whom we had known. And at that reception, Eric and Leon Feuchtwanger became friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it developed into a very fine friendship. And Eric later on wanted to do an opera together with Feuchtwanger.
Oh,
and they
really?
Had already discussed that and exchanged letters and mm-hmm. had sessions about it. He wanted to make the Feuchtwanger's Devil in Boston into an opera book. And he thought that the moment he was finished with Job, that would be his next project.
Uh-huh.
Didn't come to it. But so this was all a very great and joyous time. And I must say that the performance was really enchanting.
Uh-huh.
It was just so fairy tale-like and poetic and romantic, because the fact that all this was played by young people
mm-hmm.
added so much, and they were so young and so handsome, as you usually in an opera don't see
yes.
this way, you know. Usually the divas, when they have fame already, you know, on the older side,
mm-hmm.
and there was this young Lena, which was so, looked like Lena should look, you know,
mm-hmm.
really like a fairy tale princess, and the prince was so handsome and cute, like a real fairy tale prince. And the singers loved the thing so much,
mm-hmm.
and they sang with such gusto and sense of humor. It was really a very fine performance. And afterwards we went up to Lake Tahoe, and I think all this emotional excitement and everything had really deeply upset Eric. And he, when we came back from this, he got like an attack of gallbladder trouble,
mm.
and had terrific pains, and had to have an injection against these pains. And it was then that the doctor mentioned that I should have his heart examined, because he said very often gallbladder trouble is an indication
mm-hmm.
of that maybe something is wrong with his heart. And we didn't take it too seriously, but there it showed, you know, already, yeah.
Well, there's...
That was about 7 years.
7 years, yeah.
Before.
Well, a couple of things probably should be mentioned about the Leon and Lena. One, of course, the problem of getting it from German to English, and here a mysterious translator with the name of F. Klaas enters. Maybe you can tell us who that was.
Well, at Brandeis, Eric was busy. He was either composing there or lecturing, and I had nothing to do, so I decided, and that was way before the performance
mm-hmm.
took place, so I decided I would prepare the thing and translate it into English.
I see.
And I didn't want my name to be chosen, so I chose this name,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of a funny thing. I thought the translation was first class.
I see.
Uh-huh.
I
just
see.
A joke. And but the fact is that most of it was used, really. But Henry Rees,
oh.
who is
mm-hmm.
a very good translator, changed a few of the lyrics and made them more American.
Mm-hmm. I see.
But otherwise, most of it was kept.
Mm-hmm. And then significantly, the work got a tremendously favorable press and in a large number of newspapers. It was covered broadly.
Yeah,